Now, a new documentary series showcases the pain and the many effects of the nation's opioids crisis. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reported yesterday that emergency room visits for suspected opioid overdoses were up 30% compared with the year before. The series puts a human face on this crisis. Jeffrey Brown has that story. It's part of our ongoing coverage of this issue, America Addicted.
The series is called The Trade.
I never thought that I would ever be like this, that I would continue to do something that would kill me.
Get out of my house.
And explores the opioid crisis in five parts and from multiple perspectives. The cartels growing poppies and producing heroin in the Mexican highlands.
Cualquiera que la pruebe, no dejan de pedir. Nos hace como Superman.
Drug enforcement agents trying to stem the flow of heroin and synthetic opioids into Ohio.
I will never give up on my child.
And active users and their families struggling with addiction in Georgia.
I don't want my kids looking in a casket.
We are getting drug dealers off the street. At least this way we can say we are making a difference.
We all think addiction and drugs, it's not my neighborhood. And the reality is it is. This stuff is everywhere.
You know, access is everything, and the way to get access is through developing, you know, deep trust with our subjects.
Matthew Heineman directed The Trade and recently spoke to me from New York.
You know, this issue of the opioid epidemic has obviously been well covered in traditional media. And, you know, I felt like it was my job, and as I've done with previous projects, to really put a human face to this.
El gobierno no proporciona las garantías de seguridad que el pueblo necesita.
Heineman is best known for his 2015 Oscar-nominated documentary, Cartel Land, which provided an inside look at life along the U.S.-Mexico border for those on both sides of the war on drugs.
You know the conditions are that you don't get high, and we know you're high, so...
With The Trade, he wanted to expand that project to show just how far the drug war reaches. As with this Atlanta family, the Waltons, whose two sons struggle with heroin addiction.
He's going,
that's exactly
Dad.
What I'm here
to
for.
Talk to her for a second.
Just give me my stuff.
She's not staying here, Skylar.
Yo, trying to get her home.
Well, how do you get her, trying to get her
can
home
I just give
here?
Him gas money just to get out of here? Can I just give him money to get out of here?
When people think of addiction, they often think of what it does to the individual addict, but so often it ravages not just the mind and the body of that person, but the family. You know, communities. And that storyline with the Waltons is really seen through the eyes of his mother, Jen, who tries desperately to help her son and has been doing so for many years, despite his continued attempts at getting clean and then relapsing and attempts at getting clean. And, you know, this drug is so hard to kick. No matter how much love you have, no matter how much support you have, It's really, really difficult to get off of it.
According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the drug addiction crisis in 2016 killed more than 64,000 Americans, more than AIDS, gun deaths, or car crashes at their own respective peaks. The Trade, available now on Showtime, explores the consequences on both sides of the border. In Mexico, tens of thousands of people killed or disappeared, mounting police corruption, a security state.
De ya no armas, de ya no sicarios, que ya le mató familia a otra familia.
You know, this quote-unquote war on drugs is based on this, you know, very simple economic structure of supply and demand. You know, as long as there's a demand for drugs in the U.S., there'll be a supply of drugs coming from Mexico and South America. And with that will come violence, with that will come heartbreak, and with that will come criminal enterprises that are taking advantage of it.
Suspect Corey is a suspected narcotics trafficker for an overdose which occurred earlier this month.
The U.S. is fighting back with more border security and raids and penalties on drug runners.
Heroin's a killer. It tears people apart, eats them away.
But in the trade, it's a never-ending whack-a-mole game drug agents must play. And there's always another drug dealer out there. For Heineman, that's one of the key takeaways.
I don't think this crisis is going to be fixed with walls or with barriers. I think we need to stop thinking of it as a war and stop thinking of it as something that we can police and stop thinking of it as something that we should continue to spend billions of dollars on in terms of trying to fight it. I think we have to really start to think of it more and more as a healthcare crisis and start to, you know, really pour more and more money into treatment as opposed to just policing the issue.
For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Jeffrey Brown in Washington.
She's going to be westbound on Grace.
All five episodes of The Trade are now available to watch for free on YouTube or Showtime.com.